Agatha Raisin and the Murderous Marriage by M.C. Beaton, read by Penelope Keith. Chapter 1. It was a week before the wedding of Agatha Raisin to James Lacey. The villagers of Carsley and the Cotswolds were disappointed that Agatha was not to be married in the village church, but in the registry office in Merstre. And Mrs. Bloxby, the vicar's wife, was puzzled and hurt. Only Agatha knew that she had no proof that her husband was dead. Only Agatha knew that she might be about to commit bigamy. But Agatha was obsessed with her handsome and attractive neighbour, James Lacey, and terrified that if she put off the wedding until she found that proof, then she would lose him. She had not seen her drunken husband, Jimmy Raisin, in years. He must be dead. She had chosen the registry office in Merstre because the clerk was old and deaf and totally incurious, and she merely had to make statements and fill forms without providing any actual proof, except that of her passport, which was still in her maiden name of Agatha Stiles. The wedding reception was to be held in the village hall, and pretty much everyone in Carsley had been invited. But unknown to Agatha, forces were already working against her. Her young, erstwhile friend, Roy Silver, in a fit of malicious pique because he felt Agatha had snubbed him over a good public relations opportunity. Roy had once worked for Agatha's public relations firm and had moved to the company which bought Agatha out when she took early retirement, had hired a detective to see if Agatha's husband could be found. Roy was possibly as fond of Agatha as he could be of anyone. But when she had solved her last murder case, and he had hoped to gain some personal publicity by being associated with it, Agatha had snubbed.